So it just left off the Kufam Beis and Mabeis. One thing I want to clarify, that a little bit of research, more is the question, if you're arguing to me that Shabbos is more significant than Tzaras, more Chomer than Tzaras, and therefore we have a valid Kavu Chomer, if Mila can override Shabbos, which is more Usser, it can override Tzaras, which is less Usser, and the more it came back, I said, how do you know that maybe Tzaras is more Usser, because you see Tzaras overrides Avoda and Shabbos does not. Tamora says, no, the reason why it's a rash, you can't do the avodah is because there's a simple calculation of logistics. Even after you take off, they would take do the avodah of cutting off the tzaras, he still wasn't kashrus to do the avodah. Tamora says, okay, what about a nega which is tor? What about that? So there's a Mishnah B'charis on Daf Mem Hei which says that even a person who has a nega tor has a mum and he's possible for avodah. So, but now we should be tempted to say that let him do the if tzaras were not more chomer, the aveir of cutting off tzaras should be overridden to be allowed to do the avoda. So we see that that the issue over here isn't because of practical reason that he's not, afterwards he won't be fit, because over here afterwards he will be fit, he was tor. The issue wasn't tumah, the issue was the tzaras, so he cut it off and go do the avoda. And therefore Rav Ashi came along and said that the issue is that it must be, there's an issue of, it has to be simultaneous in time-wise. There are actually some Achronim who learn that Rava argues on that. Rava does not require that it has to be the exact same moment. That's why Rava didn't discuss. But Rava does agree that the tomorrow's avoda, to cut off today for tomorrow's avoda, that you can't do. Because that mitzvah isn't here yet. But if the mitzvah is here, lefanenu, I need to do the avoda. And the only way I can do the avoda is by cutting off the tzaras. The din of Eser Dechalos has said should allow me to cut off the Tzaras to be able to do the Avodah. That's the argument which Rava held. Okay. V'hod Rava v'Rav Safra. The bottom last four words on Kuflam and Beis and Beis. Kuflam and Gimel and Aleph. Tinoichi. This one clicks between Rava and Rav Safra. Can you learn out Mila Bismana? That Mila Bismana overrides Tzaras and Makal B'chamer from Shabbos? As Rava says, or you have to have an extra drasha. In other words, and therefore the word basa, which is written by Mila Bismana, is used for Mila Shalab Bismana. Or I need the word basa by Mila Bismana. I can't learn it out from a Kalbach Hermer. And I'm going to have to learn out Mila, the case of Beinani, which is Mila Shalab Bismana, but he's still a katon from a Tzad HaShavah. The Tanya, basa. Baharis is Yimel. Rishi says you do the Mila even though there is Baharis is a type of a tzaras. Based on the word Basar. B'yanasin Omar, Omar, in a tzarech, I don't need a pasuk for it. Shabbos Chamura, Deicha, Tzaras, Tolkolshkein. The logic says that it would override it because of a Kabbalah. The Rashi to know here that the Ikal and the Nafkali Mila Bismana mi Kalbacharmer ki Rabba. Some learn out that Mila Bismana overrides Kalbacharmer like Mr. Bianderson, like Rabba says. Therefore, he also Kroa, the word Basar is not coming for Mila Bismana, that I know without the Basar. It's coming for Mila Shalab Bismana, the Shalab Bismana. Vika Deloy Nafkali mi Kalbacharmer, some feel that Kalbacharmer would not work. Vitzrikla Mila Bismana, I need the word Basar for Mila Bismana. Kirav Safra. So, Mishlo Bisman, I only know Asa mi Benaya between the two of them from a Tzadashah. Omar, back on the Gemara, fourth line. Bosa Avishyeshon Beharis is Yimel, Tiri Rabbi Yoshia. Bosa, even though there's a Tzaras there, you still do Mila. Halam Ali Kro, I don't understand why you're passing for it at all. Dabashem is Kavanu, Dabashem is Kavanu. Is mutter. If you learn that the main aveira over here, is not the act of cutting it, which he's doing intentionally, but the act of cutting it in order to remove the simanim of tahara, etc. Of tumah, I'm sorry, etc. The purpose is to remove the tzaras in order to not have to go through the process of going through the kayin, etc. Because the Torah's language is, hishamar b'negat tzaras, nishmar b'od v'lasos, k'chol ha'shayiru eskem ha'kani. You have to be very careful to, with tzaras, to do exactly as the kohanim tell you. So the word yishomer is to interpret in halacha as a lois aseh. You have to be very careful not to do otherwise, but rather to do as the kohanim told you. So the mitzvah isn't not to cut off the tzaras. The mitzvah is not to cut off the, to do something to avoid the process of going through the kohen, which tzaras went through the kohen. So I don't need the kohen. I'm Torah. I mean, no tzaras, right? So, but that wasn't his intent over here. His intent wasn't to avoid the dinim of tumah by etc., which is, i.e., circumventing the process of going through the kohen. His intention was to do mila. So the vera, even though he did the act of the vera intentionally, so regards to that he's a mechaven, but the vera isn't just the act over here. The vera is the whole idea of the process. And that he's not, he has no intention for it. So it's Tavash Enim Yiskaven. Tavash Enim Yiskaven is Mutter. So what are you puzzling for? You're right. This Brisa, this Drasha is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda is Tavash Enim Yiskaven is us. No, I feel the same of Shimon. I can tell you that this Brisa is of Shimon also. Who holds Tavash Enim Yiskaven is Mutter. But Rav Shimon, the Pesik Rei Shimon Lo Yamas. Even Rav Shimon agrees that Rav Shimon Yiskaven says, if you do A and B as a result of A, then A is permitted. But if you do A and B is inevitable that it will result, then A is prohibited. So a person, like we had the person in Garza Shabbos, a person is outside and there's a chair on the lawn and he pulls the chair and it might make a groove in the lawn, which is an issue of Koresh, of digging. But it might not. It's not that heavy. So if he wants to schlep it along, so Shimon says, you'll have to schlep it along. Might make a hole. Okay, not a problem. If it's so heavy that it's inevitable, and if the ground is so soft that it's inevitable it's going to make a hole, then it's awesome. Because that's called psik reisha b'lo yamas. So over here, he is inevitably avoiding the need for the kayin by cutting off the beharis. So even Karn Shimon would not be mutter unless there's an extra pasuk to tell me that it's mutter. Or a Kalvachemer at least. Okay. Now, when Morris says, Abaya Leslie High Sora. Abaya says, Karnim Shimon, we don't need a pasuk. We only need a pasuk, Karnim Yehuda. Rabbi says, even Karnim Shimon, you need a pasuk because it's Psik Reishe. Can you cut off its head without killing it? It's going to happen. It's inevitable. So it sounds like Abaya doesn't hold of that sort of Psik Reishe. And Abaya holds even that Karnim Shimon, even though it's Psik Reishe, would be Mutter. We have a different statement where Abaya and Rabbi both say that Shimon is the Moedah B'Shuk Psik Reishim Lo Yomos. So my answer is that Basar the Shema Mirava Savra. Once Abaya heard what Rabbi said, Abaya agreed with it, and later on we had Abaya actually saying it also. Okay, that's version one. Version number one where this conversation took place. Some feel that this discussion of Baibur Rabba took place in a different pasuk, in a different halacha. Okay. It says, Yishov b'negav tzaraz lishmar b'ayver l'asas. So we darshan that las is iyata oisa. You can't do it an active act of removing the tzaras. Avol oisa to besiv shal regabi raglo ubemoit shal gabi ksefa. It's okay if the fellow wants to tie on his shoe. You know, they used to tie on their shoe with these leather straps right around their. Well, it happens here. There's a beharis right there where the leather strap is, and of course the leather strap rubs against the skin, and it's going to remove the beharis. Or he wants to put a moit. He wants to put a this wooden yoke on his shoulder, and it happens to be he's bare-shouldered, And it happens to be there's a beharis there where he's putting this piece of it, and it's going to rub against the shoulder and remove the beharis. But that's not usur, the Brisa says, because you're not doing it. You're not actively trying to remove the tzaras. You're doing your business, and the tzaras is coming off a male. The Mor says, "Vim avra avra," if it goes away, it goes away. Well, amalei kro, tavashen miskavenu. The Mor says, "What are you posing?" If honestly, the person is doing it for the other purpose, so it's tavashen miskaven. Tavashen miskaven is mutter. So Amar Rabbi, l'nitzucha el Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. The purpose of this price is needed according to Behudah. The whole Tavashen Miskavan is Osir. So say, well, even Tavashen Miskavan is Osir, but I need a special pasuk to say. But over here by Tzaras, where the Isser is Laos, so he's to actively pursue it, since he's not actively pursuing the goal of removing it, even according to Behudah, it'll be Mutter. Different than other Averas where the intent would not make it Mutter. Over here, the intent is going to make it Mutter because of a special pasuk. That's what the bias. Rava says, no, I feel the tamer of Shimon. Even according to Shimon, you need a pasuk to say it's mutter. Why? And what is Shimon? But over here, it's inevitable. So it's in a case where it would be inevitable, even according to Shimon, it would be yasser, were it not for the special pasuk to say that over here it's mutter. So it sounds like Abai did not give that answer. Abai holds him, according to Shimon, is mutter. Abai doesn't hold of Rava, but Rabbi of Rava, the mutter But Shimon b'psikreisha yamos, that even Agbaya says that the Shimon is murder by psikreisha that it's us. The more answers, the basa the shemoyah mirava savra. After Abaya heard what Rava said, he agreed with it and accepted it. Okay, let's see Rashi. Third line, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yoshe the matzah krua. Rishi, we need a pasuk for this purpose. Tell me that you let him do mila on this pasuk is Rabbi Yehuda. Sirele holds a Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi said, "My Rishi and Bipsi Kresha held a ilo Rabbi Kra lo yavdi. If you're not, if you're no pasuk, you couldn't do it because even though Tavshen miskaven, but it's Bipsi Kresha, so it's also." The Gemara says, "After I heard from Rabbi, is sovereign. Nosim b'daite. He thought about it. We keep him a minute when he accepted the idea." The person is not required
to be careful. It has the gears on the side.
He's not required to not tie his shoes tightly like normal. And not carry an item on his shoulder. If it goes away due to that, over it goes away. He's not worried about it. So the pasuk is saying that lasa is that you're allowed to go on doing your business. Whatever happens, happens. That's fine. Third wide line. Abaya Alibad Rav Shimon. Abaya, according to Rav Shimon, before you have Abaya saying Rav Shimon is mother of secretion. Abaya held that cutting off the mila is mutter bismana and shalom bismana because it's Tavash Enem Iskavit. And the pasuk of Basur, which Rabbi Yoshi said, you need a pasuk, that's according to Yehuda. So what does Rav Shimon do with the word Basur? Hi Basur, my Ovid Lay, what Russian do you need from the word Basur? The tell me that it's Mutter. Tell me that it's Mutter. According to Shimon, it's Mutter anyway. It's Tavar Shimon Miskavin. Okay, Amr of Amram, Ba'imr Lakutz Bahartai, whom is Kavin. The person says explicitly, I'm doing this with intention, the Rashi says the gadol who's getting a mila tells the boyol, you know, I really would love while you're at it to cut off that tzaras over there. It's just great, you know, Baruch Hashem, I'm doing mila finally, and you're cutting off the tzaras. This is so exciting, yeah. So he's intentionally having kavanah for cutting off the beharis, and the pasuk is saying it's still mutter. Because over there, there's no het, it's not Tavashen Miskavin, it's Tavashen Miskavin. And still it's Mut. Whereas it's Tenach Godel. So that's the positive by Boss or by God. But by the case of the Kotzer, Michael the member, the Kotzer has no intent. So the case would be where the father, you know, the father tells him, well, oh, I'm so happy, my son, you're taking all the tzras of my son. While you're at it, that's great. Still Mut. I'm sorry. The father is the one who's doing. The father's one who's doing the meal. The father's saying, "I'm doing this with the purpose of taking off the tzaras." Moore says, "V'ikacher le'evadacher." So why in the world are we having the father do the bris and having kavana for the purpose of taking off the tzaras? And that's why in special post that it's mutter, get somebody else to do the bris, and. Get somebody else to do the bris, and he won't have kavana for taking off the, he doesn't care. So, according to right now, even though it's a psik ratio, right now we're thinking, we're calculating according to Shimon, the psik ratio is mutter. So we can get somebody else to do it totally behefter, or the father do it behefter with a special pasuk. Why should we use it? Why should we use a special pasuk to be matter and a veira if we can do it behefter? When you have a conflict between an asay and a losa, say imat yochel l'kayim shneim mutav. If you can do both, do both. Meimlav. If you can't do both, then yavo asay v'yitchol losa say. Then the idea of asay doyachol losa say kicks in. But if you can do both, my friend, there's no heter to be doyachol the losa say if you have an option. So I have two garments to wear. One made out of wool, one made out of linen. They put on the wool, and they're four-cornered. I need to put tzitzis in. And tzitzis in those days had to be made out of wool because tzchelis is wool. So I have an option of putting in the wool garment and wearing the wool garment. I put in the linen garment. I should wear the wool garment. I shouldn't wear the linen garment. If I have an option. The only garment I have to wear, I mean, they weren't wearing tzitzis for them to putting on tzitzis. They were wearing tzitzis because the garments are four-cornered. They had to put on tzitzis. You had to get dressed in the morning. And this is what you got, you know, you say, okay, this is all you have available, and you've got to put a tzitzis in. So I said, yeah, all I got is a linen piece of garment. All I have to wear is linen, and I got to put tzitzis in. Okay, put tzitzis in. I have a choice in two. Don't put on the linen one. So Maria said, don't like Acher. There's nobody else around to do the mila. No one knows how to do a mila. So the father, the pasuk is saying, even so, the father is allowed to do the mila. So crash. Vabaya leave it there, Reb Shimon. Like about nine lines down. Vabaya leave it there, Reb Shimon. Mekara. Vabaya, which originally thought according to Reb Shimon, became the Savra, he accepted Rava's idea. Before Vabaya accepted Rava's idea, and Vabaya held according to Reb Shimon that it was Mutter. So, Hai Basar, my Avalei, what does it do with the Pasuk of Basar? Whereas the Pasuk of Basar is coming to tell me, even he has intent. Barmer Lakutz. He tells the Moel, you know, do it intentionally to get rid of my tzaras. Or says, okay, what about a cotton? He has no intent. Michael, what do you say over there? It says boser by Godel, it says boser by cotton. Now, boser looks like a cotton, but Yom Hashmini, Lamali. It's mutter anyway in the current of Shimon. Ransom Barbara via Ben Lokut to Miskav on the Tarot, who was the loyal Evid be a diamond, be Miskav. He said, I'm going to do this to retire it. And he commanded, you can't do it but intentionally. Versus of the Eeka Akar, Shein or Kosh is the Tarot. The Evid Akar. Well, they go, Avla Hassam, don't let the father get up and do it. Get somebody else to do it who doesn't care. Well, we got the Rabbi Kra. Ah, you tell me if the Apostle says this much. Still, but. I understand what the pasuk's intent isn't to say, if you have a better option, don't use the better option. Shereat yochel l'kayim asay b'lo yakiris lav. You're gonna do that say without being over the vera of the wrapping over the vera according to Shimon. Hold up, Shem miskaven is mutter. The achel miskaven lay over. There's no vera according by the Shem miskaven by somebody else. And by the father, it is. Amarish logish. Says that we have an option, we do the better option.
So still, Ribuya Lamayos is what's the pasuk coming for? So our answer is the pasuk is coming for a case where there's nobody else to do it. It's still mut. Okay. There is a big machlokes in the Shach and onwards, possibly in the Rishonim, but in the Shach and onwards, whether shlichus works by milah. And the father's mitzvah to do with milah and his son. There's two mitzvahs. There's one that the person should get a milah, have a milah. There's another mitzvah the father should do the milah and his son on the eighth day. Comes the eighth day. The father says, I don't know how to do a milah. He says, okay, well, make the moyel a shliach. So there's a machlokes in halacha whether shlichus works by milah. One of the rayas of shlichus works by milah is from this gemara. The father's mitzvah to do milah. Mercy is all, but if you have somebody else to do it, let somebody else do it. And based on Rishlokas, it's principle. If you can fulfill the asay and the lois asay, why should you do it in a way that you, one is overriding the other? Well, if the father has a mitzvah to the milah, and he does it to a shliach, it doesn't work, so he doesn't get the mitzvah. So the only way he can do the mitzvah is by doing it himself. So what's the word saying? Well, you can do both. You can't do both. The only way you can do both is, you know, the only way you can follow and get his mitzvah doing milah is if he does the milah. So, what's the Morris cash? So apparently the Morris is saying that shlichus works. So you, Mr. Father, can get the mitzvah doing the milah even if somebody else does the milah, and the veir won't be because he has no intent to cut off the tzaras. So why should you do it and have intent, which is inevitable, you're going to have intent because you're the father, you care about your son. Have somebody else do it, you'll still get your mitzvah, and there won't be any veir. So that, the Morris is a good question. But if you say that there's no shlichus, so when somebody else does it, the milah will be accomplished, but the father will not get the mitzvah. So even this Gemara, that shlichus, this is one of the riyas that shlichus works by milah. Okay, Amar Mar. We said earlier in the Brisa, which he brought on Kuf Lamed Beis of Beis, that by the halacha of Yom Tov, so milah is doicha, the milah b'smana is doicha Yom Tov. Remember, Yom Tov ain't a doicha, ela bezmana bovad. Mila shaloi bezmana, Mila, the child wasn't well, and you had to wait, that Mila does not override Yom Tov. Okay, Menohani Mili. How do we know this? Why are we assuming that Mila shaloi bezmana does not override Yom Tov? So we have both Chizkia, we have a quote from Chizkia directly, and we have that in the Yeshiva of Chizkia, they quoted a braisa which says, Amar Kura, it says, Lo Sisir Memeno Ad Boiker, made by the Karban Pesach, says, you should not leave the Karban Pesach over till the morning. Then it says, V'Hanasir Memeno Ad Boiker, V'Eish Tisraifu. So it repeats the words Ad Boiker. I don't know what word Ad Boiker is teaching us. It already said, do not leave over till the morning, and that which you leave over, you should burn. It says, do not leave over till the morning, and that which you leave over till the morning, you should burn. I mean, obviously. So we're talking about the morning. So Ma Tamil Lamar Ad Boiker. Boiker Shani Lishay Fasa. So we see that we do not burn it on Yom Tov. It's saying the pasuk reads like this: do not leave over to the morning of Yeshetan and Yudal. Do not leave over to the morning of Tesvav. You have to finish it before the morning, and that which leave over to the morning of the morning, you wait till the following morning and you burn it. Rather than the Sarmi Mendel, the remainders of that which you have left over to the morning, which I told you not to. If you leave it over, Ad Boiker v'Eish Tisraifu, till the following morning, then you wait to burn it. Correct. That's exactly the point. So we see, in other words, the midst of burning the Noiser does not override Yom Tov, because it's not a mitzvah which is time specific to do it at this point in time. So therefore, the Morse will say, draw a parallel. So the Mila of the eighth day, which must be done on the eighth day, so that overrides Yom Tov. Mila Shalom Bezmana, which is not time specific for this point in time, we see that the Torah says those type of mitzvahs, you wait till the following day to do, you don't do them on Yom Tov. So drawing a parallel, we're learning from the mitzvah of Sreifus Noiser to
Mila shlo bezmano. By Amr Kro, by says that we have a different source. It says, Pasuk says, Ola Shabbos v'shabbatoy, v'lo ola schol b'shabbos, v'lo schol b'yamtiv. The carbon you bring on Shabbos has a power to override Shabbos. But the carbon you brought before, which you brought Erev Shabbos, and really you should have put the Murim up on the Mizbeach to burn before Shabbos, and you didn't. So, Mikir Adin, you're allowed to put all these items on the Mizbeach all the way up to the nighttime, but he didn't do it through the nighttime, which is now Shabbos or Yom Tov, but he can't do it. Because this really was a weekday korban, not a Shabbos Yom Tov or a Yom Tov korban. So again, the mila, which its proper time was today, the eighth day, so this is the time. The mila, which its proper time was before, whatever reason they couldn't do it before, it's a weekday dika mila, not a Shabbos dika mila in a certain sense. It's not, this is not its proper time. So that doesn't override Shabbos or Yom Tov. Rav Amar Kro, different pasuk. Who levado yosu lachem? Who v'loy machshirin? Talks about the mitzvah, the halachas of ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh overrides the avera of the yom tov. You're allowed to cook on yom tov, but not machshirin. The extra pasuk says it only you can do, which means that's. Ochel nefesh and not something else. And there's two words. It means this and not that. And levado only means again this and not that. So there's two drushes to exclude. So number one, we exclude b'lei machshirin. The things which you can do which are not directly in the process of ochel nefesh. Preparing, making the knife to be able to shat the animal, you can't do on yom. You could have done it before yom. Levadoi, the extra drusha, b'lei milo shlo bezmanoi. So, Rabbah holds, theoretically, Kalva Chermer should have told you that you're allowed to do it. Supposedly, he said, tell me, no, that Levadah only Echol Nevesh and not Milosh Lebizman. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says, Shabbosoin Aseihu. By Yom Tov, there's a loss to say, Los Asakam Malacha. There's also a say, Shabbosoin, you should be a day, you should cease from work. Babla Yom Tov, Aseh, Velois Aseh. So Yom Tov is, there's a positive and negative commandment to keep Yom Tov. There's a positive commandment to do Mila. The positive commandment to Mila, the Asay, cannot override the Lo Sasei and the Asay of Yom Tov. Dok Rash, Shetam Lam Rabbeiker. The second Rabbeiker is extra. When it's someone Rabbeiker, it says again, it says the words Rabbeiker a second time. The month of the mitzvah, the hanoi sword, where she's rifle. So the Bach changes the gear. So Alma, we see a sreifa coin. It's going on that there's that burger is defining the sreifa. Vachikomer, number one, do not leave over to the morning of the 15th. And hanoi sword mimenu, but bezman shesarjin lecha, that which left over at the time which I told you that you should not have left over, but I can't. Like I said, you told you not to do. Shahu the Hanu Berker Rishon. That's the first morning. Then, because you have a Berker Sheni, when the next morning comes, Shukhala Shonoya, describe for you, burn it. Abu Yamtiv, law, you don't burn it. I'm immediate to call, Lev Dina, but Yamtiv. Something which is not specifically time bound to do right now, you don't do on Yamtiv. Upasach is carbon, you dalaman is in who? Shere Chol, it's really a week, it's a carbon of air of Yamtiv, it's not a carbon of Yamtiv. And this Shabbos or Yom Tov, it was not the proper time to do the Mila. It's really a weekday to commit, so in a sense. This is not its specific time. You can't put the parts of the carbon tomid from Erev Yom Tov on the Mizbeach on Yom Tov. And Mila Shabbosman is similar, is again, has that similar issue. It's like Erlis Chel. And Rava said, Pasuk Levado is excluding Mila Shabbosman. It doesn't be Kabbal Chemer. Shetitha, because Kabbal Chemer says it should be done. How? Sarah overrides the Avodah.
And Mila Shlabizmano is the Chirisa Chibin Liel. We learned that before, that Mila Shlabizmano by Tsaras overrides. So Mila Shlabizmano is so significant that it overrides Tsaras, which Tsaras overrides Avoda. And Avoda overrides Yom Tiv. So here we go again. Right? Chibin Liel. So Shabbos or Yom Tiv, Shinitchus Mei Avoda, and then Shimila Shlabizmano Doichai. So, Achitzuch Levado, I to tell you that doesn't. That doesn't override. Came along, Rashi said, "Emeno say the milo doicha loisa say basay, of bismana is rabim mibiyam afilu b'shabbos." So then, why does milo bismana? So if milo is an asay, and yontif is a loisa say an asay, Shabbos also has the pasuk of Shabbos. So Shabbos also is a loisa say an asay. So how does milo bismana override it? The answer is, you're right. It's not a savora of esed the loisa say. It's a pasuk, extra pasuk. Reboot. Okay. I'm Rabbi Kiva. So back to our mission. So Rabbi Eliezer said that Machshirin it's Mila or Deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva said, no, they're not. Call Rabbi Kiva. Anything which you could have done beforehand, you can't do on Shabbos. Anything which you can't do beforehand, i.e. the Mila itself, because it wasn't the time yet, that you could do on Shabbos. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Aloch of Rabbi Kiva. We pass the Rabbi Kiva. Now, but tell them we pass the Kiva. Gavin Mor says they have that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva have the same argument. The Gavin Karim passes, and Rabbi Kiva says, "Call him Rabbi Kiva. Come Aloch of Efshal Lo Lasosim Erev Shabbos. Ena Doiches of Shabbos. Shchita She Efshal Lasosim Erev Shabbos. Doiches of Shabbos." So Rabbi Eliezer is saying you're allowed to go do what you need to Shechi Karim Pesach. You need to go out and do. Make your knife to be able to shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, Ksuntehe. The Kiva says, no way. Only the Shechit itself you're allowed to do. And, Vom Rav Yehuda Murad, Volochak Rav Kiva. So, and Rav Yehuda Pasna Rav Kiva, both by Mila and by Pesach. So why do Rav Yehuda feel, it's in an obvious, when you pass them by one, it's obvious you pass them by the other, the same thing.
So what do you do if you don't have a knife?
Tough luck. Hard to keep a tough luck. Yeah. Listen, it's three. We need to point out that we need to pass the Kibbutz in both places.
Same question with regard to Korban Shabbat. That's a Korban Seder, so it's okay.
No. The Yashrin is the Gabi Mila, but just tell me that we pass the Kibbutz by Mila. I say, Hasim Hudu Machshirin, Eshalat says me Esmo, Lo Docha Shabbos, like a chorus. Mila, if you do the Mila on the ninth day, there's no chorus. No chorus on the eighth day, there's no chorus on the ninth day. The key of chorus is not here. So you say, you know what? Satu Bekiva, Machshirin, you know, are not Docha Shabbos. Okay? Because, do tomorrow. It's not a bear which has a key of chorus. Avo Pesach, Dika Kores. If a person doesn't bring the Korban Pesach, there's a Chi of Kores when I bring Korban. You're doing the Chi of Kores over here, I would say. Ema Litchu, that even the Machshirin would be done for Shabbos. We gotta get this done. Dealing with Kores. He'll give to Eliezer. There's Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni works like this. Let's say a person is a Shoygeg or an Oynis by Pesach Rishon. So he brings the Pesach Sheni. So it takes away the shogeg of the chorus. It's not that there wasn't a chorus. There was a chorus with a way to rectify it. So let's say a person is... he's... Now, we hold the person, even a person... Intentionally was b'derech v'chayik or whatever it was. He didn't bring the Korban Pesach. He still brings the Korban Pesach Sheni. Now he's a shayik or an oynis for Pesach Sheni. I'm an oynis. What do you have for me? Still chayiv Korban. Because the key of course was for not being the Korban Rishon with a chance to fix it with the Korban Sheni. So Nebuch, he was nenas. He got sick. He couldn't make it through Shalai. Bring the Korban Sheni. Okay. So I'm an oynis. Why should I be chayiv? It's not my fault. It's not your fault. Who asked you to be amazing in the Pesach Rishon? You know. So. The Pesach Sheni, the Chi of Kores comes immediately.
worth a way to rectify. So you do like a chiyuv course over here. Maybe we keep a little gooder really answer that if you need to do machshirim, we got to get this done. So I wouldn't know that. Or maybe we would task it like your Eliezer, not like your Bekeeper. Emily Pushab. So we ask you to get me past that. Mashim the law nichus allow your Gimel Bris. Listen. Mila is Mila. That's the, you know, Bris. That's the Amarmashah Bris. It says 13 times in the Parsha of Bris, it says that Hashem gives his covenant to Klai Yisrael through Bris. Ava Mila, nichus allow your Gimel Bris. The Russian made 13 promises on it. Emo, Litzko Shabbos. It has the mum, you cut off the mum. Do that before Shabbos. We need to point out both by Pesach and Amil, we pass them like your Bekiva and not like your Eliezer. Because I might think that maybe we'd be inclined to pass like your Eliezer because of the fact that the other one's so significant. Mila b'smana like a chorus to cut and labor and shemu. Avua l'mechayv like a chorus. Don't give chorus for the father not being doing the mila. Give chorus for the person himself. The cotton is not a chiyuv chorus. He's a cotton. Oisin kol tzarchei mila b'shabbos. We do everything on Shabbos. We need to. Moyalin, we do the mila part. Uparin, you do the priya part. They remove, there's a membrane under the orla, which has to be cut open and pulled back. That's called priya. And they do matzitza. There's a malach involved because when they do matzitza, they're pulling the blood out. That's chabura, pulling out blood. We put on the bandage, and the kamoin is the medicines. Imos shochak me'erev Shabbos. If they did not grind it up, the kamoin of this. The chance of the chance of caraway.
Which word?
Come on. Human. Okay, fine. So I used to use it as for medicinal purposes. If now the child needs it, you're dealing with it with the yesh b'sakana for the child's healing. They do not grind it before Erev Shabbos. See a lot of grinding on Shabbos, but we can do if we have enough to do it with a shina, do it with a shina. It's a lois p'shina of a noise that you grind up your teeth. If you can do a shina, do a shina. In the Torah, Yain, Meshem, and Erev Shabbos, they used to make a refuah of combining wine with oil. So I guess it has the oil purposes of soothing it, and has the alcohol of cleansing it. So you know, since Zeba Atzmai, instead of mixing it together, which you used to do a shinui and put each one separately. Zeba Atzmai. V'nashim l'chaluk l'chadchilu. It's a drabon, and it looks like the person is coming to. Usually, that type of thing was done in part of the cooking process. You would like whip it up. That looks like you're whipping. So it looks like you're doing a cooking process. No. It looks like it's part of the cooking process. So it's a derbana because it looks like you're about to cook. So when they do the mila, so there was a concern that after you do the mila, you don't want the skin to grow back and cover over the area so until it heals, we're worried about it. So they would take like a garment there and place it there to keep it to keep the skin back that shouldn't grow onto it. That was called a chaluk. So you can't make that. And if you have one before Shabbos, you can use it. You can't go now on Shabbos and make one. What you could do is a karachal smart. You can wrap around it some type of a garment. A piece of a garment. Right. Okay. If you didn't bring it there from before Erev Shabbos, so you have one. It's in the wrong place. So karach al etzbo, you can wrap it around your finger. It fits the finger. A nice little piece of cloth which wraps around your finger. The chaluk. maybe you're filling a chatzachas. You can bring it from a different place over, so that again you're doing a shinui from the way you do it in the weekdays. You can cut off the orla. And then there's another layer of membrane which you open that up, take that off. And what's in is Adam, you start to suck out the blood. Because that's called making a wound. So the blood doesn't come out totally unless you suck it out. So he's doing something which wouldn't happen otherwise. So that's called a chabura. It's somewhat. Isplanis is tachbosh, is a bandage. Lawyers, machine of kamad efshar the snuya machine. Whatever you're able to change from your normal way of doing it in the weekdays, you do. Well, try for yain v'shem. Kachar regilim, they used to do that. But here before, it was used to before shem arvin. V'tovim b'kara yain v'shem and yachad kadesh v'tovim be'a b'kara. The same way we whip up an egg, they used to whip these two things together. So chazal said, this is the rabbanon. So put each one on separately. Chaluk kein kis dachuk hoya oisin. They make like a pouch, which was tight. Well, Bisham is Rosh Hashanah, they put it to the end of the gid where the milah has been done with this cover. Adatar till the corona. The Kershon Shom, they would tie it there. Kadeshal Yachzer Ha'or Lechas, it says again that the skin shouldn't come back and cover over the gid. Well, Hiskin, Lehizman, they did not prepare from beforehand. Perach HaYadah, you wrap it on your hand. Derech Malbush, you wear it. The Shanoisim Derech Hutzah B'chol, which is not the way you would normally carry it during the week. Okay.